بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، اللهم افتح لنا من خير واختم لنا من خير واجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وذا فضل الكرم من مسيف الله سبحانه وتعالى. It is the 12th of Rajab. Every true believer in all earnest should be focusing towards Ramadan in preparation for the month of Ramadan. And in various ways we need to prepare. I was speaking to someone yesterday, some of us need to cut down our food so that the fast can become easy for us. And then we should try to fast, especially in the month of Sha'ban, before the 15th, fast as many days as we can. So there are preparations in different ways. Nevertheless, this kitab I have before me is a beautiful kitab which I picked up, which is called Fazail al-Jum'ah, The Virtues of Jum'ah. Now among the virtues of Jum'ah, when we look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, Afdalul Ayyam, A'zamul Ayyam, Sayyidul Ayyam, the leader of all days, the best of all days, the greatest of all days, Eidul Usbu', the Eid of the week. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even greater than the Eid al-Adha and the Eid al-Fitr. So how much of preparation do we make for Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr? Like we find something is common, then that attention is not given to it, that respect is not given to it when it is commonly found. Because the two Eids are found only twice a year, then more attention is given to it. And the Jummah is found every week, so sometimes we become lackadaisical, we don't give that amount of attention that we need to afford to the day of Jumu'ah. Our elders have said that from the Thursday Asr, preparation should already start for the day of Jumu'ah, the night of Jumu'ah. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the night of Jumu'ah is an illuminated night, and the day of Jumu'ah is an illuminated day. So from the night there are amal to be done, in the day also amal to be done. And also towards preparation for the month of Ramadan, how we can appreciate the four or five Jumu'ahs, which are even greater than the Eid as we mentioned, how we can appreciate those four and five Jumu'ahs and spend maximum time in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is mentioned here that among the greatest favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is this day of Jumu'ah. It's a very special and Mubarak day in the life of a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His special blessings, mercy and rahmat upon us on this great day. Every Muslim should take special care to reap the great rewards that Allah ta'ala has promised on the day of Jumu'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, certainly Friday is the leader of all days. It is a day greater and more honored by Allah ta'ala than the two Eids. The father of all mankind, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, was created on this day. Allah Ta'ala has specified this day as a day of ibadah for the previous nations. However, because of their ill fate, they disputed and differed with regards to it. The result of this dispute was that they were deprived of this great bounty, and this ummah has been favored with it. The Jews set aside the Saturday on the basis that Allah Ta'ala had completed creating the entire universe prior to this day. The Christians set aside Sunday, thinking that this is the day when Allah Ta'ala commenced with the creation. The Muslims wholeheartedly accepted Allah Ta'ala's decision and reserved the day of Jumu'ah as the day of worship. The day of Jumu'ah has great virtues, and anyone who respects and reveres this great day will gain maximum blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I like the statement, if you give respect, you will gain respect. When you respect the sha'air and the salient features of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor us, Allah will give us respect. And when we show disregard, then we will be disregarded. Time and again we have seen this through experience. When we show disregard, then we will be disregarded. The person will be miserable and he won't even realize where his folly is, where his mistake is. We have been commanded by Allah ta'ala to respect and revere the great signs of Allah ta'ala, the sha'air of Islam. And the day of Jumu'ah is indeed among the greatest sha'air of Islam. Hazrat Mawlana Badri Alam, Rahmatullahi of Medina Munawwara, say Hazrat Mawlana was a very, very great, great alim saint. of Islam. He's buried in Medina Sharif. When they went to bury someone else in his grave, they found that his qabr is absolutely intact. His body is still fresh. So they put some sign there that we can't dig this grave up again. Very great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to advise his murids living in non-Muslim countries like us, for example, to show special respect to the day of Jum'ah. And he would advise them to give money and gifts to the children on this day so that they grow up recognizing and revering the importance of this Mubarak day. For example, the Jum'ah lunch, for example, we have a special meal so that we understand that this is a special day. It's a great day, it's a day to look forward to, and it is a day to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a day of Eid also for the Muslims. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. It is mentioned that the day of Jummah was even respected by the ancestors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam long before the advent of Islam. Inshallah, we'll continue. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.